Chapter 6. Reading the Word, Transformation, and Satan's Attacks. Reading the Word. For some time I lived there in Narayanpet with my family. I studied the Bible, God's own word, closely and carefully. I kept turning it over in my mind. I read one commentary after another. The truth of the Bible stood me up like a defendant in the dock. It took several years before I came to realize that the Bible was no ordinary book, but held within it a truth charged with power. In Narayanpet, I was teaching Telugu to a missionary named Crane. That town was a center of the Arya Samaj. While I lived there, an indescribable transformation began to come over me. Stage by stage. Transformation. I, who had once sharply criticized every weakness I found in Christians, now began to feel love and sympathy toward them instead. I would spend hours on end with village preachers, listening patiently to everything they had to say. A deep friendship grew up between us. I began to recognize their simplicity and the love of Christ that was in them. Though morally weak in many ways, these people who had staked everything on the righteousness of Christ began to win my affection and my regard. Satan's attacks. Two or three times, Satan planted baseless doubts about Christ in me and drove me away, yet each time I came back again. A fierce struggle began deep within me. On one side was the magnet-like pull of the Lord Jesus, on the other, my attachment to my relatives and friends. In this way, a tug of war began inside me. Jesus Christ wanted me holy, but if I surrendered myself completely to Him, I would be cut off from my own relatives. I found myself caught, unable to see my way either forward or back. One day I walked out beyond the village and climbed up onto a mound and sat there a long while. I thought hard, weighing carefully what I stood to lose if I accepted Christ against what I stood to suffer if I rejected Him. Counting the cost. My relatives and kinsmen would mock me, taunting me for mixing with the lower castes. But what was so wrong with mixing with them? In politics, a sacrifice like that would have earned a man a fine reputation. But where Christ was concerned, it turned into a disgrace instead. Many a political leader had gone out among the lower castes and come back a great leader for it. But for Christ's sake, this became a cross that I had to bear. And yet, what did it matter? For Christ's sake, I would become one of the lower castes myself. Let everyone go on criticizing me for it. That very thing became my soul's own delight, my soul's own peace.